Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, calling the pets. It's that time of week. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Hair Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Brenham Cubet Volleyball. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band, and as always, in studio, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, who's excited because we are back after a week off of vacation. We are back with the Brenham Sportsline Sports Talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, your local distributor, and Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And coming up in the second half of the show, we'll open up the phones, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line. Maybe get a little Olympic talk going on. But first half of the program, we are talking Brenham Cubet Volleyball here on the Sports Line. And joining us in studio, Brenham Cubet head coach Debbie Yeager and members of the Cubets. And Coach Yeager, thanks as always for being with us. And how excited are you to get the season kicked off?
Well, we're really excited. In fact, we've already kicked it off. We kicked it off on August the 1st, and we're now 4-2 and on the season, and we're rolling along.
Yeah, off to a solid start. Talk about the start that you guys have gotten off to. Winners Tuesday, and then you won four in a row Thursday and Friday. So talk about the start the team got off to.
Yeah, we're really excited about our start this year. We went over to Brazos on our first game, and we won that one in three. And then we turned around for the Columbus tournament, and it's been a while since we've swept the first 2 days. And we felt like a good win was LaGrange and Sealy, yes. And so we got four wins there Thursday and Friday. Then Saturday wasn't as good as we had wanted it to, but it's always room for improvement, and that's the reason we play in the tournament. So we played St. Joe's, and we all agreed we didn't play well at all. And then so in the second game, we played Columbus and played them close. You know, it was a two-point game. And the good news is we play them Tuesday night to get back at them, so.
All right, and what are some of the things that have jumped out at you so far as the season has gotten underway?
I think the six seniors have jumped out at me. They're ready to play. That's exciting. They're a great group of young ladies. They're fun to be around. They're organized. They're intense. They love the game. They study the game. They get better in practice every day, and they're very good mentors to the younger kids, and makes it a very easy for that. It's good chemistry. I'm excited about that. I think our defense is really, after this weekend, I'm very pleased with the direction we're going there. Really excited about that.
And talk about a little bit about when camp got underway, when practices started, because things have changed so much over the past couple of years as far as off season. It used to be the first couple of weeks was getting into shape. Now, basically, you've got to show up in shape.
We absolutely do, and we added this summer, which we're really excited about. We put in the strength and conditioning program, and it's done amazing things for our whole program, even the girls' whole athletic program. Kids came up all summer long. Sometimes if they were on vacation, they missed, or if they were working a camp or something, they might have missed, or attending a camp, they might have missed. But otherwise, they were up at the gym every morning, Monday through Thursday. Coach Tesh, Coach Martin, all the other coaches, Coach Robo, Michael Burrow, all those guys were out there working hard. Kelly Baker. We all came up I came up as much as I could every day, and we were always there, and the kids made the commitment to be there when they could be there, and they got stronger. They got a lot stronger, and it's a conditioning and strength program is a discipline, and it really brings your team together as a group. And I think that our goal was, we took off right the week before, and just because we went to coaching school, and when we came back the first day, it was one of the first things we did is we hit the weight room and the agility. And Kelly Baker, one of my assistant coaches, has been really instrumental in keeping it going. And our commitment was the first 2 weeks were to get in shape and make sure we're healthy, because the stronger and more athletic you are, we hope that's going to prevent injuries. And so far we've been, you know, we have a few nagging things here and there, but I should knock on wood, but we've gotten a lot deeper already without injuries, so we're hoping that's going to make a difference. But just the strength-wise and the conditioning is already showing on the team, so we're excited about that.
All right, and as always, a tough non-district schedule. You guys went down to the Columbus tournament, and in that tournament, some very strong competition there. Even though Columbus and LaGrange might be 4A schools, they were state contenders.
Right.
They were very
Absolutely.
Strong teams.
These aren't just an everyday program. They're some of the top-notch programs in the state that we played against and competed with, and that makes us better. And then we just keep going from there, because after Tuesday in Columbus, we leave Wednesday for New Braunfels, and that's just a powerhouse state tournament across the board. And that's where we go to get better. You know, we're going to see a lot of fast stuff. We're going to see a lot of hard hitting. We'll get to dig a lot of things and just work a lot on just playing together and getting better. So I think our first pool is, they redid it the other day, and our first pool is Austin, Westlake, Ridge Point, Arlington, and us. So we're going to get after it on Thursday. And then Friday, they'll seed us from there. So it's definitely going to be a lot of great volleyball being played this weekend to prepare us. So, and then we step out, and our preseason games are Montgomery and Tompkins, Katie Tompkins, and all those. So those are all 6A schools. So we're not going to back off. We're going to keep getting as good as we can for district.
And while you go into the New Braunfels tournament, facing very tough competition, what are the things you have to see? Because I know that, when you take on some of these powerhouses, while it is important to win, you don't play to lose, you play to win.
Absolutely.
What are the things, though, that you feel you have to see out of your team that makes you feel good about the growth?
First of all, it's the attitude. You can either go out there and get beat bad, or if you lose, did we get better? And you have to go out there with the attitude that we can beat anybody that's in front of us. You know, let's split. Let's go the next game with them. I want to see our defense keep getting better. And we'll have a lot of competition and the ball coming toward us, you know. I want to see us get really strong serving. I want to see us being able to dig out of the block, things like that, we're going to have some really hard hitting and some transition. We want to work on our transition, digging and running our offense off of our defense instead of just serve-receive. So I hope that's going to get better there, too. And just the overall, it's a great bonding tournament, because we go away without cell phones and everybody else is just the girls, and it's a really good time. On Wednesday, we go down and we do some things together that are a lot of fun, and then from there on, we continue, and we just keep building as a team and build our strength from every aspect of the game, not on the court, off the court, and, you know, it's just, you know, play with heart, play with Brenham pride, and win some ball games.
And we'll talk with the players you brought with you here in a few minutes. You brought six seniors with you. A lot of seniors on this team this year. But also, as we look at the just the raw numbers that have come in from some of the matches, good senior leadership, but also you got a good group of young players. So it seems like a very nice mix.
Oh, it's a great mix. And I love the fact that the seniors are just bringing them in under their wing and saying, hey, let's go do this. We don't care what grade you're in or how old you are. And the kids that have come in are stepping up and they're solid. They've trained a lot to be able to do that because that was a goal of theirs. They've trained a lot. And they're just, they have great personalities. They're easy to blend with these kids. And like I said, the seniors this year are a little different than the average. You know, they're all leaders in their own, in that they want the person next to them to get better. If that person, I don't care what age you are, who you are, if you're going to help us win the ball game, we want you out on the court, you know. And they're very unselfish about their playing time, and they know it just takes everybody out there. So it's a lot of fun.
All right, and we're going to talk with some of the seniors you brought with you here tonight in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we will hear from members of the Brenham Cubbett volleyball team right here on the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude talking Cubbett volleyball tonight.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
You're listening to the Brenham Sports Line. And a reminder, this campaign season, the UPS Store is your campaign ally. Whether you're running for a position or you're a supporter, the UPS Store can help you with printing flyers, banners, and more. Just visit theupsstore.com for a location near you. And we are talking Brenham Cubbett volleyball. Coach Debbie Yeager, members of the Cubbetts, in studio with us this evening. And the six seniors on this year's Cubbett volleyball squad with us. And going to have them step up, introduce themselves, and ask them a few questions. And first up is...
Shaylin Harris.
All right. And Shay, how you doing tonight?
I've been calling you Shay.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, and well, first of all, how excited are you to get the season going here?
Super excited. I mean, I think that this, like your whole high school career, you're kind of waiting for your senior year, and so far it's gone great. So.
And what are some of the things that that you feel that the team has to do this year if you guys are going to be successful and have a run deep into the playoffs this year and maybe make a run at going to state?
I think, like Coach Yeager said earlier, I think attitude is a huge thing. And, you know, everyone just realizing their role on the team and just going with it, playing unselfishly and staying together. A lot of teams at the beginning, everything's great, but I think the key is to stay together throughout the whole season and just build off of that.
And as far as this being a senior laden team, what is it like being with these six classmates of yours in this senior season?
It's great. I think that all of us kind of have a different way of, you know, connecting with like the younger girls, and so it's really great to see all of those different elements coming together and, you know, us just being leaders on the court and off the court, and also the younger girls, like, being good followers, too.
All right, Shay, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is...
Jordan Williams.
All right, and Jordan, first of all, how excited are you to get the season going here?
I'm very excited. This is, like, my sport that I just, like, love to play ever since junior high, and so to have, like, one last year, I'm really looking forward to it.
And what are some of the things, what are some of the keys going to be to the team this year?
I mean, kind of like what Shay said, just sticking together, like, when stuff gets hard and practices get harder and we go, like, deep into district, like, really just staying together and focusing on what we want and, like, what our goals are, and just really, like, trying to get better every single practice and every opportunity that we have.
And as I was talking with Coach about your pre-district schedule, you guys play some very, very tough teams, especially coming up this weekend at the New Braunfels tournament. What are the things you feel that playing a schedule this tough prepares you for?
I think we're just really just getting ready for districts, like facing bigger competition so that we can go out in district and like swing hard and like be aggressive, because we know we've played tougher teams, and so that we can come out on top.
And as far as district, what are some of the things you expect to see out of the district this year?
I mean, all the teams that we face are pretty strong, and we added Willis and Huntsville, and so it's just kind of some new faces and some old faces, so just kind of ready to get some revenge from last year and previous years.
All right, and can we expect to see the same Jordan out there? Hear a couple of screams, a little fist pumping going on.
Yeah, I love just getting after it and kind of not really caring like what I look like. It's a lot of fun.
All right, Jordan, thanks for being with
us.
All right, and next up is
Kelly Jordan.
All right, Kelly, and welcome back to the show tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Talk about the season so far. How do you feel about the way things have gone?
It's been great. We've all just been ready to get into the gym every day and get better, and going to the weight room every day, being really committed to that because we know that it's going to make us stronger and help us throughout the rest of our season. So just coming every day ready to work hard and ready to get better.
What are some of the things, what are some of the keys to being successful? What are the things that this team has to do to have a good season?
We have to, like they all said, stay together as a team. That's really important. But also just everyone doing their job on the court, like knowing that the defenders are going to get a great pass to the setters, so then the setters can get a great pass to the hitters, so the hitters can get a kill. Just sticking together and putting every little thing together so that we can come out on top.
All right. And how much are you looking forward to playing it at home, because I know one thing that you guys really seem to feed off the home crowd. It seems like when the crowd gets excited, you guys seem to take it up a little notch there.
Yes, it's great playing at home, playing in front of our classmates if they come and see us, with all of our parents being able to be there. It's just great to know that they're there supporting us, and so that we just want to do even better for them.
All right, and what's going to be, what do you think when you take a look at the district, what's going to be the key in district play this year?
It's being scrappy, coming out every game, knowing that we're a good team and that we can compete, and getting every ball up that we can, and never giving up on a game, just playing till the end no matter what.
All right, Kelly, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is...
Bailey Conjura.
All right, Bailey, and thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and how's the season been going so far? How do you feel about the way things are working?
I'm confident in how the season's been going. You know, it's been going smoothly. We're working hard. We're sticking together. It's going great.
And what are some of the things that you feel that the team has accomplished so far early in the season, some of the things that are working for you so far?
So far, I would say our defense is, we're really picking it up with defense. You know, we're not a huge team, we're not tall, and but that's okay. You know, we've shown that height's not everything, that it's the will to get the ball up, the will to win, to be better, to be the best. And our defense is really doing well, and our offense, we're getting consistent, and consistency is what's going to take us far this year.
And as Coach was saying, the competition, especially this weekend at the New Braunfels tournament, you're going to be playing some very tough teams, a lot of really good 6A teams. What are the things that you feel you have to do against the really tough teams to feel good about how well the team is getting?
To compete with these teams, we're going to have to put our best foot forward. We're going to have to learn from our mistakes quickly and to better ourselves on the court and off the court, you know. It's not just playing volleyball that makes a team great. It's being there as a team, like being friends, and that's what we are. We're more than friends. We're like sisters to each other, which is really cool.
All right, and one thing that we've noticed from some of the numbers that we've been getting early on, that quite a few of the games you've led the team in aces. How important is serving? How crucial is it to get those serves in?
It's actually a really new feel for me. It's something I've been working on in practice. Serving is very important to a team. It's the one thing that you have absolute control over, and so it's important to be consistent in that area, and it's kind of what sets the tone for the play. So a good serve means a lot.
And what's the key to a good serve? What do you consider... not just an ace, but what constitutes a really good serve?
A good toss. If you can't start with a good toss, you're not going to have a good serve.
All right, Bailey. Thanks an awful lot for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is?
Avery Schrader.
All right, Avery, and how do you feel about the way things have gone so far this year?
I feel great. I'm really excited. We're working together really well, and we all get along.
All right, and what's been the key so far this year? What are some of the things you're really excited about so far this season?
I'm just excited about how great we all get along and how there's, like, no drama on the team and just everyone wanting to work really hard.
All right, and as far as some of the teams that you've played so far, how do you feel about the way things have gone so far?
I feel great. We're all stepping up to what we need to do on the court, and we're all just working together.
And as you guys get closer to district play, what are some of the things you feel that the team has to do as you get closer and closer to the start of district?
I think we just all have to step up on the court and know what our responsibilities are.
All right. And as far as getting making this a successful season, what are the goals as far as making this season a success?
The goals are just, like, focusing on what we have to do when we get on the court and knowing that the person next to you will get the ball up or do their best to make the ball better.
All right, Avery, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is...
Courtney Lewis.
Hi, Courtney, and welcome to the show. And how excited are you so far this year?
I'm very excited about this season. I mean, we've been doing excellent, and we've been getting along great, so I'm really excited.
And what have been some of the things that that you've seen so far this year that got you really excited about the team?
Our confidence has been building up a lot, which that is great. Our defense is strong, and our hitters are getting better as we go.
And what's going to be the key as far as the rest of the season, as far as you guys getting better every match, maybe every week, getting a little better and a little better?
Learning from our mistakes from previous games and being on top of everything, playing with confidence and not playing as an individual but playing as a team.
All right, and as you get ready for district, what's going to be the key in district play as far as, being successful, getting a good run into the playoffs? How do you feel about, or what do you feel is going to be the most important thing about district play?
Teamwork would be the most important thing about district, coming together as one.
All right, Courtney, thanks for being with us tonight.
You're welcome.
All right, and... Coach Yeager, as you listen to this this group of seniors, what are some of the things that, that kind of jump out at you?
It really excites me to know that they, and listening to them talk, they really are absorbing everything that they've learned and they're putting it together, and they really, everything you said where they all get along. Oh, if you've ever been on a team where girls don't get along, it is not fun. But that hasn't been, they put all those things aside and they understand what it means to, you know, play together and play hard and know that, like somebody said something about scrappy. We're going to have to be so scrappy, but I think it's just that deep, everyone of them believing in each other. Believing in the person next to them and making them better is truly the way this team feels. You know, I can talk about it every year and say, we need to do this. They're already doing that. We're already ahead of that. You know, I think strength and conditioning and them working together and staying together for as long as they have and knowing this is what we want to do. They made that commitment a long time ago that that's who we are. We're going to stay here. We're going to play hard, and we're going to play for Brenham High School because that's what they believe in. They believe in each other, and they believe in Brenham. And I think that's so important for your high school years to be able to do that and know that you walked away after your senior year and know you gave it all and have some great, great memories, too. And just, you know, play for your home team and just be fired up about it and excited. And these girls do. And it shows. They get out there and play with heart. They're not afraid. They don't crumble and fall apart. They just keep, stay calm and keep going. So we're excited about that. I am. I really am. So.
All right, and of course, we've met the six seniors here tonight. Talk about some of the other young ladies that make up this year's squad.
Absolutely. You know, and it's early, like I said, and we've got 14 on our squad now up at the varsity. But I'm telling you what, the JV is knocking on the door, every kid down there. We've got a really strong junior class, as you'll see. We have six seniors, and we have six juniors on the team too right now. Kat Frederick was swimmer, played middle for me a long time ago. Avery Simak, Kiana Bimage, Grace Visor, Jada Phillips, and Jillian Steen. That's six of our juniors that are coming back, and they're making the same commitment that these seniors have made, and that's to, we're going to play for Brenham, and we're going to stay in there, and we're going to play hard. We're going to play together. And rounded out, we have two little super sophomores that are playing, McKenna Schrader and Tatum Smidovic. Okay, they're little firecrackers. I'll tell you what, they get after it, and we have a whole JV full of sophomores that are knocking on the door, that if we have injuries or anything like that. In fact, there's been a lot of years where we couldn't practice with our JV or then be in the same gym, and we're borrowing their players all the time, going back and forth. So a lot of the sophomores down there on the JV are really just, you know, they're one step away of being able to play with us, and will practice with us and practice against us a lot to help make us better. So we're excited about that.
And one thing that I was watching last night was watching some of the Olympic volleyball coverage.
I was going to talk about that, too.
Oh, okay.
I was glad. It's been really, we love Olympic years, you know, mm-hmm. especially for volleyball. And so we started this summer with our little people, the camps that we started with right. The week before we start, and we had little torches they ran with, and you know, we gave them medals and t-shirts, and everything was kind of centered around the Olympics, so they would start to learn about and watch the Olympics when they came along, and watch the sand and the indoor volleyball, and it has been amazing, guys and girls. But you know, Carrie Walsh is just, you know, it's unreal. You know, mm-hmm. she's 39, 38 years old. I think today's her birthday.
Today's her birthday,
and
yes,
she's got three kids, and she's out there just killing it, you know. And her partner's amazing, too. But everybody comes in the next morning going, did you see the match? Did you, you know. So that excitement is kind of, it's been a lot of fun to be able to, you know, watch that and them grow by watching that. And our indoor kids are doing great, too. Our, you know, our girls' team is doing well, and the boys' team. You can watch and learn from all of that. So, it's been a lot of fun and a lot of excitement just being able to watch the Olympics and come back and talk about it. And so it's been cool. We like that.
And one thing that that struck me was something that somebody made a comment, something that I've observed over the years and have been a great proponent of, and that is that probably more than any other sport, volleyball players put that last point behind them so quickly and so much faster, because they said, as you look out, as you watch the players, even if they lose a point, there's still sometimes there's a smile on their face because they know the next point they got a chance to win that next point.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think that's a lot of what this team is too. You know, I always tell kids your worst enemy is like you can make a mistake, and the only way people know, because volleyball's so fast, the only way that people know to make the last mistake is if you're over there cratering and making a face. And otherwise, they really don't even remember who hit the last ball out, you know. So, you know, recovery time and getting ready for the next ball is so important because the momentum changes so fast. So you have to have confidence. You have to have – and so we have to train. We train so hard and so – it's – volleyball's such a – what do you call it? Like, it's very technical. So we come in the gym and the first 30 minutes are doing the same thing every single day it's a shoulder drop, it's a knee drop, it's just a little bitty thing. It could be turning your wrist a certain direction or anything like that. So we spend a lot of time training there so that we're methodically can go out there. Volleyball, always tell them when you're playing in the game, you don't have time to think. All you can do is react because it's so fast. So we have to train hard enough that, you know, everything's a reaction out there as much as possible. So, they're good about picking each other up. They're just very composed this year. You don't see a lot of frustration. There's been a lot of them that last year would get down on themselves and just, you know, melt inside. And the maturity now that they've come back with is I can just say a word. I have a different word that I use for different kids, and I can put my hand on them and say, okay, let's go. Don't go there. The stop sign up or whatever, you know, and they'll pop right out of it, give me a smile, and they're ready to go again. So that's really exciting for them to be able to do. That's a huge hurdle for volleyball, absolutely.
All right, and again, the next match is tomorrow night in Columbus.
Tomorrow night in Columbus, and the freshmen play at 4, the JV play at 5, and the varsity plays at 6. So
all right, and
I'm looking forward to it.
And then the Fraulein Volley Fest.
Fraulein Volley Fest, absolutely. If you don't have anything to do, come on down. You'll see a lot of great volleyball.
All right.
Float the river, maybe.
All right, there you go.
We're gonna kayak and paddleboard on Wednesday. So
all right.
We have that out in our at the hotel out back. So that's kind of a tradition thing. They go out there and get in the water and have a little good time before.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We look forward to it.
I may have to make a road trip.
I know. Come on down. Last week we did a painting with a twist, right? They got in there and they all got to get a canvas and put a saying that's important to them. And we're putting them up in the locker room because I think that's important that the kids see and read, and they're going to go in the JV locker room and the freshman locker room just to, you know. Yeah, it's so much of what kids see and hear, and they got to have a lot of positive self-talk and a lot of energy, and things you see every day are what you remember. So we're going in the right direction with this crew.
All right. And again, we wanted to urge everybody that when that next home match comes around, come on out. Let's
pack the gym. Make it loud. Make it exciting. We need to get all our high school kids there, you know, and because people, you know, they're intimidated to come to our gym because of the way our high school kids support each other. And that one, when they go on our fan side, when you have flip side of the net, oh, they hate to come over there because our guys really give them a hard time, you know. And so that's Brenham pride right there. It's just everybody come out. I love to see the town people come out. You may not have a daughter or cousin or a friend. You just come because you like to see great volleyball, and I think you're going to see that this year. So come on out.
All right, indeed, Coach. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate it. And I look forward to the 2016 season. And also, do want to mention, also, sign-ups are going on right now for Little Diggers.
Yes,
to get
it is.
The youngsters involved.
Yes, we want to get as many of them out as you can. Come on up. They have a great time on Sunday afternoons, and it's third through sixth graders. And if you're a second grader and still want to come on. You know, so we can get them in. They walk around with them on their backs and on their shoulders. The girls do. The girls actually work with them on Sundays, and it's a lot of fun. We'll see a lot of the camp girls, and we hope each camp girl brings a friend. So it's a lot of fun.
Sign up taking place at the Bluebell Aquatic Center, or you can just call Crystal over at the city, and
yes,
they'll hook you up, get you all taken care of.
Crystal's amazing. She's kept that program going for a long time ago. Jamie Maurer actually started that program, mm-hmm, when she was at the city, and they done a great job at keeping that going, so we appreciate that.
All right, and later on in the season, we'll have you back when we talk about a very important night, and that's when the Dig Pink Night comes up.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you about that a little later on this season. Coach, as always, a pleasure to have you here. We're looking forward to the 2016 season. You guys are off to a great start, and looking forward to even bigger and better things this year.
That's right. Yay.
All right. Thanks to the Cubettes for coming on out tonight.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And when we come back, it's open lines. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about on the Brenham Sports Line.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
I'm Noelle Buffum, and this is your KWHI local news update. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for Grimes, Washington, and Burleson counties this morning. The warning, which lasts until 7 p.m. tonight, comes just 2.5 months after historic storms hit the area. The National Weather Service forecast shows that strong but slow-moving cells may produce several inches of rain during a short period of time. A grandmother from Somerville has fallen victim to a sinister cash scheme. Silveria de Leon thought she was helping a family member in need, but instead ended up losing $600. 3 weeks ago, De Leon received phone calls from someone claiming to be her grandson. He went on to convince her that he had gotten in a bad car accident and needed $600 in cash. De Leon says a cab driver from College Station came and picked up the money. The incident is currently under investigation by Somerville Police. The Giddings Area Chamber of Commerce will hold its Community Awards and Chamber Banquet tomorrow. This year's awards banquet will be held at 6:30 p.m. at the Landmark Event Center. The theme for this year's banquet is Engineering Prosperity for Giddings. It begins with a social hour, continues with a meal at 7:30, and awards begin at 8:30 p.m. After his original concert in May was postponed, Ray Wiley Hubbard will hold a live concert on Saturday at the historic Simon Theater in downtown Brenham. Patrons that purchase tickets for their rescheduled May 27th concert can bring their original tickets or pick up tickets at will call when the doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. Look now at your friendly country weather forecast. It's thunderstorms today with a high of 84. Tonight, it's going to be cloudy with a stray shower with a low of 73. This has been your local news update with KWHI, where the news comes first.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. And I want to thank Coach Debbie Yeager and members of the Brenham Cubette volleyball team for joining us tonight as we have got the 2016 season underway. And, of course, the team will be in Columbus tomorrow night and then in New Braunfels for the Fraulein Volleyfest, and always a loaded, loaded field in that one. Good competition this coming weekend for the Cubettes. And I want to remind you that this campaign season, the UPS Store is your campaign ally. Whether you're running for a position or you're just a supporter, well, the UPS Store can help you with printing flyers, banners, and more. Just visit theupsstore.com for a location near you. Open lines, 836-9937, 836-9937. We will open up the phone lines, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line. I had some football teams playing a little scrimmage action this past week. Friday, the Brenham Cubs scrimmaged Manville. Burton Panthers scrimmaged Hempstead. Heard from the coaches. Both coaches say that overall they were pleased, but, you know, pretty much first scrimmages, a lot of things to work on, a lot of things that they're going to address in practice today as the teams got back to work. This Friday, it's more scrimmages. The Brenham Cubs will be scrimmaging at Round Rock Westwood this Friday morning. And then the season opener, a week from Friday when they host Houston Westside, and that'll be at Cubs Stadium, 7:30 Friday the 26th, 7 o'clock pregame on KWHI and KWHI.com. It's yours truly and Kyle Van Hook back at the microphone for another season of Cub football. Burton Panthers will scrimmage at Weimer this Friday night at 7 o'clock. Coach Hody and the troops getting one more taste of competition before they open up the season Friday the 26th when they take on Holland at 7:30 at Panther Stadium. And again, that's coming up on Friday the 26th. Open lines, 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. I'd like to hear from you. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Olympics? Man, has that been a blast? I got to admit, I have been very pleasantly surprised at the Olympics. Of course, the competition we knew was going to be good. We knew it was going to be great competition. We knew that, you know, you always know the athletes are going to give it their best. You always know when the Olympics comes around, you are going to see people really showing a lot of heart and the true essence of athletic competition. It's what the Olympics is all about. But, you know, and we're still hearing stories. The horrible story, Ryan Lochte and three members of the swim team robbed at gunpoint, and that's not the only one. There have been members of other teams that have been robbed, that have, you know, fallen victim to crime. Rio, one of the most crime-ridden cities that the Olympics have ever been held in. Of course, the problems with the pool. One of the pools where they were holding some of the competitions, some of the diving, the water was green. Why? Algae. Has anybody in Rio ever heard of shock? You shock a pool, you get rid of the algae. They didn't. And they had to empty it and put in thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of water basically overnight to get rid of the green tint in the pool. And you talk to some of the water polo players, and they said the water was slimy. It had that that pond feel to it. Like, you know, you ever go in the pond? When you get out of that pond, you got kind of that film on you. Well, that's how the water was. It was loaded with algae. So there are still problems. Some of the venues weren't finished. Some of the accommodations are still horrible. But the one thing about the Olympics that always prevails is the competition is always first class. And that's what we have seen. We have seen first class competition. I have really enjoyed watching the Olympics every single day for this last week. And I'm looking forward to one more week of competition. Can't wait till tonight with more track and field. The track and field has been great so far. You know, and the swimming was unbelievable. The story of Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky, what incredible stories they were. And also the young lady from Sugarland, who became a part of history. It was an amazing. It's been great competition at the Olympics. Let's go to the phones. And good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Well, you stole my thunder. I was going to talk about Katie Ledecky.
Oh, my God. Is she something else?
Holy potatoes.
That
talk
800.
About, yes.
That
yes,
800.
That's, wow. What an athlete. And she's just got a great disposition and a lot of fire. Man, I tell you what. That's what this
amazing.
Country needs is a whole country of people like that. Fire their specialties. And even the shooting sports, you know, we're taking a few medals in the shooting sports for crying out loud. So I tell you, I am enjoying the Olympics. I thought it was going to be an unmitigated disaster reading all the press leading up to it, kind of like you. But, yeah, there's some behind the scene things, but when the athletes get out and actually perform, oh my goodness, it's exciting.
It really is.
It's been fun.
And as much as as I was rooting for Gatlin last night, to watch Usain Bolt just make history and just do what he does like no one else has ever done it was really special.
Did you see the memes of what he was doing while he was running?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, one of them was he was doing his taxes, and another. What a phenomenal athlete. Golly.
Yeah, here's the 100. Yeah. You look at the other seven runners in the 100. They're all looking straight forward. All they can see is that finish line and they are trying to get there as fast as possible. He's looking left, looking right.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nobody to my left, nobody to my right. I'm cruising. This is just, you know, could this get any easier?
Phenomenal. That's a lot of hard work to make it easy. That's all I can say. And a lot of natural talent, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And somebody had a great line the other night. They were, I believe it was Bob Costas and Dan Patrick were talking about it. And Bob Costas said just once he would like to see Usain Bolt line up against Josh Norman and take him deep one time.
Okay.
Would he not be one of the most amazing, at least athletes that's ever played football? I mean,
yes. Yes,
you know,
I thought you were going to say a motorcycle, line up against a motorcycle, but he would. He's got the size, you know.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's a great receiver.
Probably could even play tight end as big as he is.
I don't know if he'd like to block that much.
No,
you know, that
guy. He'd be like, of course, you know, it's worked for Jimmy Graham. He hasn't blocked anybody yet in his NFL career.
There you go.
So.
But anyway, man, I know it's baseball season, and I love the youth that the Astros have right now. Holy man,
they're finding kids all up and down that system.
I know it. I'm excited about the future for that team. It probably is not going to happen this year because they've got a hill to climb. But the Gurriel, the Cuban guy,
right.
I think he's going to be coming up pretty soon, and I don't know where they're going to put him yet, but I tell you, that's going to be a team to watch in the next year, or at least maybe 2 years from now, when all these guys start clicking, because it's got just the whole infield starting to look really solid and really young. If they can just keep these guys and pay them, and you know, figure out a few things in the bullpen and the rotation, then my goodness, I think the offense will come together. They're a little bit banged up right now, but they got a day off tonight, so that'll be good. But there's another season kind of approaching. I don't know, you know, if you're aware, but there's this thing called college football that might be
that's
starting
up.
I heard rumor of it or something.
Oh, okay. That's right. I'm going to have to get all my Notre Dame gear out.
That's right. That's right. Well, I keep my purple and gold is out year round. So
there you go.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I've got
the man.
I've got the Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge got pummeled with this last flooding. Oh my goodness, it's been tough. It's going to be a distraction for some of those players and their families, but you know they. You know, I hate to say it, but the program's been through things like Katrina 11 years ago, and you know they'll pull together. I thought it was a really class act that the South Carolina athletic director offered assistance back to LSU because we offered so much assistance to them last year when they had the flood and had to actually move their home game over to Baton Rouge to play on short notice. So it's you know, the athletic community gives back in times of distress like that, and that water is going to recede, and that community is going to rebuild, but it's been a tough go over there. And I'm you know, what are we looking at, two and a half weeks, something like that?
A couple of weeks away, that last weekend in August is getting here.
Yeah, so... Are you up for your predictions yet, or is it a little too early?
Still a little early. Still
okay.
A little early.
I'm curious to see what you think, because I think it's going to be a great, great year. Good competitive football all around.
It is. I may not have Alabama in that Final Four for the first time in a while.
Well, they're hard to bet against.
I know. It's tough, isn't it?
It is. But don't pick LSU because your picks never work out. Come on,
man.
I'm kidding.
Just because I picked Notre Dame last year.
Oh, I tell you, on paper, everything looked good.
Yeah, it did. Unfortunately, they don't play on paper.
I know it.
Grass.
I know it. And, you know, the injury bug and this and that and, you know, you're still dealing with kids. That's a tough profession, man. And I know those guys, the coaches get paid, the head coaches at least get paid considerable sums, but they're banking their entire career on what some 18 to 21-year-olds are doing, and it's dull.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a tough profession, man.
That is hard when you've got to rely on a bunch of teenagers for your living.
Yeah, and it's not the stuff they do on the field that gets you in trouble. It's the stuff they do off the field. I mean,
that's
look at, you know, Missouri, all the stuff that was going on. And, you know, every program has been hit with this and that. But, golly, you know, that's a grind. But they love it. They do it for the game. And, you know, there's other things like injuries that you just can't. I mean, we lost one of our starting defensive ends for the year with an ACL as a senior. He was could have been picked top couple rounds of the draft. You know, that's the stuff. You just, it's a violent game.
Yes,
but,
it is.
I guess that's why we like it so much. I don't know.
That is. One of my favorite quotes is, football is not a contact sport, it's a collision sport.
I haven't heard that. I'm going to have to use it. I'll fight you, Doc.
All right.
Oh, man.
Go.
Thank you, sir. Enjoyed it tonight. Talk to you soon.
Leslie Baltano Relay.
Let them roll, baby.
All right. Our good friend, the Bayou Bengal, joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after these messages.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from, its brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
It's enhancing drugs were used in the making of this promo. The KWHI Morning Crew has been training all winter for the upcoming KWHI Summer Games with prizes of Olympic proportion. We're bringing Rio to you for your chance to take home the gold. When you hear the sounds of the Summer Games, let the games begin. Be caller 6 at 836-9937. Caller 6 will get to test their skill in the KWHI Summer Games for a chance to win prizes of Olympic proportions, like tickets to Splashway Water Park in Sheridan, Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Grand Station Entertainment in College Station, and skating at Silver Wings Ballroom, as well as a grand prize two-night stay at the Guadalupe River Houses in New Braunfels. The KWHI Summer Games are brought to you by
Buddy's Appliances, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, Select Furnishings and Finance, Topper's Liquor and Wine in Brenham.
The KWHI Summer Games, only on Friendly Country KWHI 1280 in Brenham.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Want to thank Coach Debbie Yeager and members of the Brenham Cubettes for joining us here tonight on the Sports Line. Always a blast to have the Cubettes in the house talking about the new season just underway. And remind everybody they're in Columbus tomorrow night. If you get a chance, head on down there and watch them take on the Lady Cardinals at 6 o'clock. Also want to remind everybody that we'll be back again next week with more of the Brenham Sports Line, same bat time, same bat channel. The Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude.